This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Hear that? From shores of wild rivers to not-so-wild urban ponds, a small bird startles up and skims low over the water with quick, stiff wing beats. It's a spotted sandpiper, a small shorebird often encountered on a walk or paddle along freshwater shores. Shorebirds come in all sizes, and spotted sandpipers are in the short and stocky category. Although their coloring blends well with sand and rocks, there's a movement that often gives their presence away. They bob up and down as though seized by intense hiccups. When stalking prey, however, their teetering stops. Spotted sandpipers practice male-female role reversals. Females are larger, arrive north first to establish a breeding territory, and attract males with various courtship displays. The females do lay the eggs, but the males incubate them and tend the chicks that hatch 3 weeks later. Meanwhile, the female moves on to mate with another male and lay another clutch of eggs. One female was observed laying 5 clutches, but 2 or 3 is more the norm. Termed polyandry, meaning many males, it's rare among birds. The female sandpiper doesn't abandon her maternal duties entirely. She'll assist with the last sequential mate, or even 2 mates, in raising their young. The system seems to work. Spotted sandpipers are the most widespread shorebird in North America. While most shorebirds pass through New Hampshire spring and fall without lingering, this commoner settles in along most of our waterways. On your next shoreline walk or paddle, keep an eye and ear out for this teetering shorebird with an intriguing approach to parental roles. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.